It's Monday, May 11th, and we've had, well, Eat of Virginia has had a sad couple weeks. Welcome to Eat of Virginia. Over the past maybe 9 days, Scott and I have only been communicating via mobile text. Don't make fun of me. Over the mobile phones. At least he still has his sense of humor. Scott's father passed away, and Scott, you're now going to make fun of me again. You have been sitting Shiva for the last seven days. Look at me. I know how many days.
That's impressive. So in the Jewish religion, following, well, first of all, thank you, Roby, for reaching out to me immediately. Well, immediately after I sent you the text. You know, I'm not really good with death or emotions or feelings. So when like someone tells me the news that I told you, I kind of freeze and I'm not really sure how to react. So it was super nice. God, Roby. It was super nice to hear from you.
Well, Scott, I know that this is a particularly tough time. And I know that this is a great outlet for you. So, what, as a community, can we do for you? And you are not the type of person to ask for that type of thing.
Yeah, no, it's been super lovely to hear from people. You know, my parents have been in Richmond since the early 70s and have created a beautiful community for themselves and for our family. So it's been really nice to hear from people who knew my dad and who know my family and who kind of just know me through either work or social media or whatever. It's been really, really nice to hear from people. It's a little overwhelming sometimes because you get kind of bombarded with messages of love, but I mean, that's a beautiful thing. So I'm not going to complain. And I'm trying to reach out to everybody who's reached out to me over the last week or so. And it's been awesome. And I want to just kind of just say, just in general, like my dad had Alzheimer's disease and it was a pretty terrible decade for us. So I know it's like a pervasive thing. So if anyone who's listening is dealing with it in their family and you need someone to kind of reach out to, I'm definitely no expert, but I can kind of feel what you're going through. So I'm here to be a resource, to listen, to be a shoulder to cry on, as long as you let me cry on yours as well. And it's a terrible thing. And I'm glad he's at peace.
Well, know that we, Ryan and I and my close friends that are also now your close friends, have been really thinking about you, and we love you, Scott.
Thank you so much. It sounds cliche, but I really am feeling the love. Like, it really is nice. And my brother and my sister-in-law and my children and my mom, obviously. So it's been really nice to hear from people, and thank you.
If you do want to send Scott a note, which I encourage you to do, he can be reached at Scott Wise on Instagram and Twitter, or he gets mail at the CBS 6 TV station. So shoot him a quick note on how much you love him.
Oh,
this
sweet
episode, of course.
Although I haven't been at the CBS 6 studio since March, and I don't know when I'm going to be back there.
Well, those notes will get to you, and I think that they're any good love note is a good love note.
Yeah. That's true. I agree. Thank you.
On this episode of Eat It Virginia, we have Nikki D. Ray, who left last week of CBS 6 to move to Nashville.
Yeah. So Nikki D. sat down with us via Zoom the day before her last day at Channel 6. And she kind of surprised me with the conversation that we had. How about you?
I'll say this, Scott. I rarely feel sorry for you because you get some good questions in and you have very intelligent banter. So I think that sometimes there's a lot of chatter around you but you manage to get stuff in usually. This time, no chance.
For those of you who don't know, Nikki D is the CBS 6 meteorologist, the morning meteorologist for the last 5 years. And she recently announced and recently left Richmond to go to Nashville, Tennessee to be a morning meteorologist there. Now, one of Nikki D's passions besides science and meteorology is food.
Green beans in particular.
Green beans in particular. We got all the inside scoop about the places that she's going to miss the most now that she's gone.
Okay, so Brian is upstairs, uh-huh. And I'm telling you what, my better half would just want to squish the crud out of me right now. Little glass of wine over there with Nikki D. Ray right now, Scott. I mean,
here's a little secret. I've worked with Nikki D. for a lot of years now, and she drinks every morning. It's not just today.
Every morning. And then, but you gotta think about it, it's like my evening.
Of course.
Here, y'all.
Well, here. Cheers.
Cheers. There you go.
We're here for sort of sad reasons. Nikki D was one of our first supporters, our first fans, our first enthusiastic cheerleader.
I know. I gotta tell you, I was super excited when I saw that on the morning news. She was like, yeah, yummy things.
Oh my goodness. Y'all are so great with food. Y'all do such a great job in making it, for us that don't necessarily have the most defined palate, you let us understand it and you make us feel it. And y'all have done such a great job with these podcasts.
Well, I appreciate that. I have questions for you, even though that tomorrow is your actual last day, right?
So many emotions, y'all. So many emotions. Like, I just got chills even saying it. It's so weird. I thought I'd be here forever. I really did.
I was hoping you'd be here for forever, but I understand the need to move on and do the stuff. Can you just tell me, like, how you got here? Because for people that may not know your background, I'm curious.
Well, so long story short, basically, I was working in Texas and I was ready to move closer to the East Coast because Texas is a long ways from where my family was, obviously. And I just wanted a fresh view on things. And I had actually a job interview in Boston. And while I was in Boston, they're like, you know, they're really trying to like get me to go. They're like, okay, well, we're gonna need to change your name. Because Nikki D is too Southern, and you're going to have to work on your accent. And your clothes, you're going to have to change that. But I was like, well, Boston's awesome. I need a job. Maybe this will work. While I am there, I get a call from Cheryl. Back up just a little bit. My news director, when I was interning, contacted Cheryl. So this is something that I hadn't seen this woman in probably 15 years.
Cheryl's the boss at CBS 6.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's the boss at CBS 6.
Yeah.
And Scott keeps us on track. He likes to give all the facts.
I will jump big time. So I get a call from Cheryl and she's like, hey, can you come, you know, down to Richmond? I said, well, I'm on the East Coast right now. I'm currently in Boston. And next thing I knew, they changed my flight. I had to tell these people I'm interviewing with, hey, can you hold on just a second? I'm going to have to rearrange a few things. I'm needing to go to Richmond for a new interview. I got here, loved everyone, got to meet with Rob, Reba, Kristen. We all sat and huddled together. Had the best time, but I still wasn't really sure. Then I got snowed in.
Of course.
It was in February.
Of course, because you came from Boston where there's no snow.
Yeah, think about it. And I get here, and the reason I got snowed in, yeah, there was snow in Richmond, but Dallas shut down. Dallas had a big snow that year. This was in 2010. And because of that, I got to spend more time in Richmond. I was like, this is where I'm supposed to be. Cheryl Barnhouse, our news director, she was like a mom to me. She was so kind and it was the click. It was just perfect. I just fell in love with Richmond and went back, got my stuff, packed up, and I was here a few weeks later, living in a hotel for either 2 or 3 weeks with Louie.
That'd be good, okay, though, because somebody makes your bed for you. I feel like
that's true.
Of time, that's totally good.
You know, and there's continental breakfast.
Yes. Coffee already made. You don't have to worry about it.
Ruby, you're onto something right there. I do like that. And then that's also when I discovered Max's on Broad.
Yes.
One of my first experiences was this restaurant. And I'm like, oh my goodness, if this is good, I mean, what about everything else? Fell in love with the food, the culture, the people. I mean, anywhere you go, people would stop and talk to you, which I really love that because that reminded me of home. Because I'm from Florence, Alabama, this teeny weeny town. It probably reminds you a lot of like Warsaw, Virginia, a smaller area. But we do have a Target now. Moving on up.
That's key. The Targets are key.
It's a big deal. It was getting the Walmart Supercenter, that made like the big news for a while.
Was there a line?
Oh, my stars. Yes, because I was in the line with my Nana and my Papa. And, of course, they're the reason that we are moving to Nashville. And Nashville is about an hour and a half, well, 2 hours from my family. So we are going to get to spend more time with them there, which is, it's bittersweet because, you know, my in-laws are here. They're amazing. And it's sad to know we're leaving them and leaving everybody else and the food.
So that's right. You met your husband
here. Okay, so I moved here March, and I was pushed, literally, y'all, pushed into him by my friend Kate Sotz on the 4th of July at, what's that place? The rooftop restaurant. Why can I not think of it? Yep. I mean, obviously, we haven't been back because we have babies, so...
I can't, a rooftop restaurant downtown, not Quirk, because it wouldn't have been
open. Oh, no. Okay, maybe it's not. It was in the Fan. Rooftop in the Fan.
Oh, like Postbellum.
That's it. Postbellum. And it was a restaurant.
You're right.
And my friend pushed me into him. We started talking. He didn't know who I was, what I did. I mean, I've only been here a few months anyways, but he didn't watch the news at the time, like local news. He only watched the national. And he asked me out on a date 2 days afterwards, and I made him wait 2 days. And we went to breakfast, and we've been together ever since.
So where was, where was the first breakfast?
Why do you ask me these questions? Well, I can't remember the names of anything. Terrence.
Yes. Terrence, that makes total sense. Yes. Yeah. Being in the family.
And I didn't let him pick me up at my house. I was at my friend's house, and he picked me up there.
That's smart.
So Richmond restaurants play a pretty big role in your love story.
It really does. And because that was, David knew I love to eat. And we just kind of did the restaurant scene there for a while. And then come to find out, he's an excellent cook. So then we started cooking a lot at home. But you're right. Restaurants have played a big role in my life, for sure. But, you know, Max's sucked me right on in. I mean, that's when I was like, okay, yes, I'm signing this contract. And then, you know, I meet my husband over in the Fan.
Awesome. So I'll tell you, Francis Santarella owns both of those spots. Max and his parents, just so you know. So both of your big restaurants are hers.
I think she and I need to be friends.
Oh, God, you'd love her.
I would adore her. I mean, that food's so good. Oh, I mean, I ate at Max's by myself.
Because it's beautiful in there. It feels good.
And like, then that gorgeous floor. Downstairs, kind of by myself, and I could kind of people watch. And there was a birthday party happening, a surprise birthday party. You can tell people love going there. And that makes it fun, because not only the food, but the environment.
One of my favorite things about working with Nikki D for the last 5 years is that she is obviously very genuine and very real. And she doesn't necessarily, like, when she mentions a restaurant or a favorite food on TV, it's coming from the heart. So she's not getting paid for it. It's not a plug. It's something that she really enjoys. But when she says it, there's like this Nikki D effect that happens where, because the restaurant's here that she's talking about them, and the next day, there's like a buffet of play or a buffet of whatever it is laid out for us. Thank you, Nikki D. And it's like,
you're welcome. What can I say?
No, you can eat for a week because Nikki D says one thing on TV.
Well, people are just so nice. You know, it's not me. It's just the community's so great. You know, I have a thing for some Firehouse Subs, and they may or may not know.
Bring on the subs. Bring on the subs.
I love me a sub. Oh, my goodness. And they were so sweet when I was pregnant. They made sure I had my subs. And we've had just so many wonderful people reach out and be just gracious to us. But if I do say something, I obviously mean it and I love it. Because I'm not about to send somebody somewhere.
Ruby is the same way. That's why you guys get along. Neither of you guys take money from people. Both
exactly. Because, I mean, do you want someone to be like, oh, I heard this from her and it was not good? I don't want my name with that.
No, I don't want somebody to say, I went and spent all this money on a date night and it was so cruddy, Roby. Right. Why did you suggest it?
No, not a bit. And so I think that's important because so many people these days, they do, you know, try and get people to go somewhere. And that's one thing I love about y'all's podcast is you're doing it because you love it. You're not doing it to get paid or to get, you know, something on the side. You're doing it because you're being genuine.
You are correct. Scott is teaching me a ton about how to do podcasts because, you know, this is a whole new world for me. And he realizes in the year and a half that we've been doing this that he knows way more about food than he lets on.
I have a feeling he does.
Look at all this weight I've gained. I know a lot about food right now. I've gained the COVID-19 for sure.
So I learned something about Scott, and also I know this about you too, Nikki D. You guys are like Sweet Tooth Central.
Oh, I love some sweets.
And you have, there is a pie place that you sent me to.
Pie, it, y'all.
Yes, there it is.
Yes.
Did we tell Scott about that?
Oh, so what pie did you get?
We're getting it. It's coming for the mom.
Oh, my stars. I cannot wait to hear what you, I mean, first off, she is sweet as pie. I love this lady. So my mother-in-law is who introduced me to her. My mother-in-law went to go pick up the pie and we ate it. And I was like, oh my, where did you find this? I said, where's this bakery? Oh, it's this sweet lady. She does it out of her home. I was like, what? She said, I went in there and the pies literally were stacked all the way in her dining room, all the way up to the top. I said, Anne, that's my mother-in-law, how many pies is she like putting out? There's no telling. Sarah, she's awesome. And our sweet husband, they came and dropped by some pies to the station not too long ago. And they always are giving back.
Oh, see, that's important. Mm-hmm. That's like a big deal, is it that they'll give back to the community. And I mean, baking in your own house is a gift.
Oh my goodness. And this lady, she cranks them out. Like, you have to get on a list. The pies are so good. And now she does miniature pies too.
Oh, see.
She gets minis.
How many miniature pies is one big pie? Asking for me.
She said four. I may be wrong on that, but I think that's what she told me. But like, her chess pie is amazing. She's got a phenomenal cookie, a chocolate chip cookie pie. That will give anyone's pie a run for their money.
Pie Y'all is your pie place.
Yes.
Max's is breakfast. You know Christina keeps you full with McDonald's for burgers, but where are some other places that you like to eat around town?
So if I had to choose my favorite burger place, which I do love McDonald's burgers. I'm still a little bitter that they took away, you know, their tour of the world series because they had some.
International, yeah. That was good.
I love that. But if I have to go like for a burger, I will drive however long it takes.
I know what it is.
What is it, Scott?
An In Burger.
That's exactly right.
So they've got two locations, one in Kilmarnock, one in Tappahannock. David and I stumbled upon this place. And we kept going back. They have this burger. It's called the Chesapeake Burger. It is pimento cheese infused with crab meat.
Oh, yeah.
On top of the burger. It's so good. Like, it is the best burger. It makes you crave it. I mean, it's just so delicious. But I will also say, Jay, who owns it, he is very creative. So during, you know, all the COVID-19 situation, you get your food, you get a thing of toilet paper and hand sanitizer. They started making their own hand sanitizer.
That's awesome.
I like their creativity.
You can hand sanitize and immediately eat.
Exactly. It's so good. And then if you go in their restrooms, they do have a hand washing song. They've been doing that for years since they opened.
That's good. Yeah. I love An In Burger. They have that massive chip nacho.
Yes. Oh, they're so yummy. Everything there is good. They even have a like a Tex-Mex kind of burger. It's really good, too.
You have to say it like that.
You have to say Tex-Mex.
Tex-Mex.
Oh, it's yum. But the Chesapeake, I mean, hands down, I ate the whole thing. And it's big.
A big dude?
It is totally big. So In-N-Out Burger, definitely for that. While we're talking about, like, Northern Neck and Middle Peninsula, Mayroars. Have y'all been out there?
No, and Scott actually said something to me about this when I was out there checking out a restaurant called Drift. He brought this up saying that you were a big fan of this spot.
Okay, so you know they're known for their oysters. You know, that's cool and all. But they've got this hot dog. I know you think I'm silly, but it is a grilled beef hot dog, and it has crab meat on top. It's the best hot dog I've ever had. My father came into town from Alabama. I sent him there. I see.
It sounds like the Croxton guys putting crab meat on hot dogs.
So good. And it's fresh. And then the view is beautiful because you sit outside, and it overlooks the water. You got a nice little breeze coming in. Oh, it's perfect place on a hot, humid summer day because you've got that breeze. It doesn't feel so humid. And then I know oysters, everybody likes the oysters. Try the hot dog.
Hot tip from Nikki D. At Miroir, try the hot dog.
I know they got all this fancy stuff. Get the hot dog, people.
We've handled the Northern Neck and Middle Peninsula. What about closer to where you live with your family? Where do you guys go, the four of you?
Well, we love lunch and supper. That's just a staple. I mean, let's be honest. But then for pizza, have y'all ever been out over into Innsbruck to Leonardo's?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Love their pizza. And they're so sweet. You know, they'll do like little specialty pizzas. You can get, you know, I love chicken and then you put some bell peppers on there and some black olives.
Salad on a pizza.
You know, like, I thought how healthy I was. You're right.
You really had
so throw me. You're so right.
You're doing it all perfect. A little olives, your aperitivo, along with your, it's great. What area of Richmond do you live in? I mean, not that we're going to stalk you, but like what area are you in?
We lived in Powhatan.
Okay.
Right now, this is not my house. We're actually in a furnished apartment because our house sold faster than anticipated.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which is a blessing, but you know, we're moving twice. But I'll tell you, in Powhatan, you know what the best kept secret is? In probably Virginia when it comes to barbecue.
No.
Now remember, I'm from Alabama. I know barbecue. You've got to go to Wildwood Barbecue. So we had a baby queue for my sister-in-law and brother-in-law. They live in California. We had people coming in from all over, from North Carolina, South Carolina, up in D.C. Everyone said, where's this barbecue from? I was like, Powhatan. They couldn't believe how good it was because they have like the North Carolina barbecue sauce. They have the South Carolina mustard base, all that. I kid you not. Here's the secret. So you got to get their barbecue, obviously. But then you need to go to Sam's Club and get their rolls. And then you put them in the oven and then you put your barbecue on top.
That's the greatest. It is truly Nikki D bespoke barbecue. Wildwood barbecue on a Sam's Club heated roll.
Yes. You got to heat them up. Make sure you have them and then you put them in the oven. Best combo ever. But I kid you not. Like, I love barbecue. And it's been hard to find barbecue that I'm like, okay, this is it. Because I do like it, you know, more of the vinegary kind. But this place had all of it. And I mean, I loved it so much. My husband, David, went and picked up extras and we froze it so I could have it anytime, like I was craving it. I got it on that big of a kick.
Oh, God, that's a nice guy. Oh, look, Anderson, here it is.
It's on Anderson Highway in Palatine.
Yeah, there you go. There it is.
I've never been there.
You gotta go.
Like, I know.
And the pizza place next to it is really good, too. Oh, shoot. What's the name of it? We get a lot of pizza from them. It's super duper good.
But wait, that's great to know because I don't spend a time out in Powhatan.
It's worth driving. I don't care if you live an hour away. It's worth going and getting that barbecue. And while you're there, just get the pizza and then you can eat that the next day, heat it up.
Or as second dinner.
Right.
One of my favorite restaurants is in Powhatan, Nikki D.
Do what?
One of my favorite restaurants is in Powhatan.
Which one's that?
The County Seat for breakfast in the morning.
I haven't been for breakfast, but I have.
That's a cheerleading move. Did you
know? And you know, I don't have my pom-poms. They're in Tennessee. I wish I would have my pom-poms.
I don't know if they still do this. I'm obviously they don't do it now, but when they reopen fully, it used to be for kids on Sunday brunch, you paid whatever the kid's age was. So if the kid was 3, you paid $3.
That's cool.
And it's
we put them out of business. Our child eats a lot. I actually went there probably like 3 or 4 years ago and surprised this gentleman. It was his birthday and I snuck around and went to go visit him. And he had his whole group of friends. They meet there every week and have their breakfast. But I was just shocked at how sweet the people were and how great the food was as well. And it's a beautiful place.
I have never been to any of these places. What is wrong with me? I need to visit Powhatan.
It's amazing. Powhatan's got some awesome places. That barbecue, that beats out any barbecue I've had in Richmond. I don't mean to be rude to any of the other restaurants because we know I've eaten my fair share.
Absolutely. Don't worry about it.
But Wildwood Barbecue, it's the jam.
Okay. I got a couple of questions.
Okay.
Well, so we have barbecue, we have pizza, we have burgers. Going out with your family because I know that you guys are huge family Fridays, right?
Yes.
You guys went out. So where are some of the best places from a family dining?
Speaking of family, here's my son halfway dressed. Yeah, can you go?
So am I. It's cool. You can't see the bottom of me.
Okay. Can you go see your daddy? No. Okay. Well, then you have to be quiet. Sorry, y'all. I guess Barney ran out. So I will tell you, one of our favorite places to go with the babies, because it's a quaint place and we can go early. I'm all about when they open up early. Take open. Okay, you're going to have to be really quiet, please.
Oh, hi, cutie.
Red head.
Sissy is here.
Sissy is in there. That is correct.
Daddy's
something. Yes. Mama Shells. Have y'all been there?
It's so good. It's so good.
They're catfish.
Oh, gosh, yes.
I love their fried catfish. It is so
good.
Sir, can you please, can you excuse us just for a moment? Excuse us just for a hot second, friends.
Just for a second.
This is why we got to live close to my grandparents. They're just going to get them. Okay, so Friday family days. Yes, Mama Shells because of obviously the catfish.
Catfish.
And have you had a Lady Sharon's?
No.
It's a food truck.
Food truck, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, we should have had Nikki D on before she left so I could go.
Well, I got your back. Like, yeah. They even go to the county fairs. And she'll go to her Facebook page, oh, and she'll announce, like, I'm going to be here. I'm going to be there. It's soul food. They have got some of the best, I'm picky on green beans, some of the best green beans ever. They also have really good catfish, but I would go to Mama Shell's for the catfish and then go there for the green beans. No offense.
Well, I just learned that Nikki T. Ray is picky about green beans. It's like the best thing.
Very picky. Because I don't want them dry.
What's the perfect green bean?
Okay, first. You have to, like, make this an all-day green bean event. Oh, you got to get your green beans. You have to put them in the big pan, add a little bit of oil, and then let them simmer for hours. Make sure they've got, you know, my grandmother would always put, like, a bone in there. So you soak up all the juices. Oh, so good. And then you got to have just enough salt and a little bit of pepper. Not too much salt. You don't want to be salty. But it's got to be an all-day event. I can tell you when someone just took the can and poured it in. But Lady Sharon's, perfect green beans. Perfect. You would want to drink the juice.
Oh.
That's how good it was.
Hot liquor. Love it. I'm all for it. Absolutely.
Oh, now I'm like craving it. Now my mouth's watering.
Green beans. I will tell you, had somebody asked me, like, what do you think some of Nikki D. Ray's favorite stuff is? I would never have gone green bean. I really love it. It's a
But you didn't know my favorite foods ever?
Yes.
Okay. Obviously, green beans, but cooked properly. Green beans, fried okra.
Oh, my gosh.
And fried catfish.
Yeah, that's...
And burgers.
Alabama, I like it.
Yes. I mean, those are my... And then barbecue. I do love barbecue. I just realized I've not mentioned a salad anywhere in this.
Green beans are... Green,
you put it on your pizza.
There you go. And then my pizza was kind of salad-y. Right?
Right. So, Mama Shell's, Lady Sharon's for... Family Friday.
Yes.
And then if you and Mr. Wren are headed out for, I don't know, a hot date night.
That usually starts at like 2:38 p.m.
That's cool.
You know, for date nights, one of our favorite things to do, and I know this is so lame, but we like to stay in. We'll order a home chef. And we make that our little date. Just because it's more private, it's more intimate, and we can really carry on a good conversation together. So,
but I did see that you guys were doing some Virginia wine things. Is there a specific Virginia wine?
There is a specific club. It's the Virginia Wine Club. Are y'all a part of it?
No.
Scott!
Sorry.
We have got to fix this. I can't see
that. My wine.
I get the wine.
Ruby's broadcasting from her wine cellar.
I mean, I really thought I was a wine cellar first.
A wine cellar.
Ruby, I have goals, and it's right there where you're sitting.
Come on over.
I mean, that's pretty swanky.
Oh, thanks.
I think it's beautiful. Yes, but I love the Virginia Wine Club. We went to a lot of wineries when we first moved here, and then we did, like, the festivals. I realized the festivals were a lot to take in. You know, it's a lot going on, but I met some forever friends when we would do that, which is kind of fun. We went to one of the festivals and they had the Virginia Wine Club. And I thought that was like the perfect way to do your own tastings at your own speed.
Yes.
And so that's what we started doing. So, you know, we love all this, the little, you know, big and small wineries, you know, Loving Cup.
Loving Cup is a great winery.
Yes. It's so pretty there too. Mm-hmm. And then like Trump Winery, you know, they've sent in some really good ones as well. David found one the other day. I would have to ask him exactly what it was, but it was it was not a champagne, but it was a light champagne made out of Chardonnay. I think it was because it was part of our wine.
It's beautiful sparkling. I mean, it's beautiful.
I mean, I was shocked that he was so excited about this. He said, I would never mix this with anything. He said, and I get headaches from champagne. He's like, this would be perfect, you know, so you could feel apart when everyone's having mimosas to kind of do it. But he said, it's good by itself.
Really good.
But that wine club, seriously, think about doing it. We actually just got 2 bottles this week. And they shipped to Tennessee. So guess who's going to get to keep doing it?
Oh, that's great. So I guess they can ship. Oh, that's good to know. So you can
only certain states, though. Alabama, you can't ship alcohol to. We don't even have a lottery. But you can ship to Tennessee and Georgia, I know, because I actually sent a friend of mine, the news director that put me in contact with Cheryl, our news director. I sent her some of the wines. So I know you can deliver there too. But she loved it, you know, being able to taste parts of Virginia. And they do a really good job. I'm not big on literature. I don't have time. But they make their little newsletters very informative and entertaining. And I learned something. So I like it.
I'm not big on literature either. I want the shortest amount of, tell me what I'm supposed to be tasting. I want to know the grapes, and then I want to drink it.
Right.
I'm with you.
Yes, absolutely.
See? So much. What might you be sipping on now?
It's a glass of Chardonnay. I don't know. David poured it for me. I'm kind of snooty when it comes to the glasses. Did y'all have time for this? I don't even know.
Scott didn't have anything to do, so yeah.
Oh, that's true. He don't have anything to do. So when we moved into this, you know, temporary house, it has everything you need. I knew that. I mean, like, down to the hair dryer, everything. But I got to have my two wine glasses. So I have these wine glasses. I only packed two because I wanted all the other ones to, you know, to get to their location in one spot. We hadn't been here 2 days. I get it out of the dishwasher. It's broken. So I have one left. T. Copeland does not throw anything. Like, he just doesn't. He's very careful. He had a ball and hit it. The glass explodes everywhere. So then I was having to drink out these wine glasses, and they just didn't. It wasn't fun. It wasn't even worth drinking the wine. Because they just.
With you.
What is it? So David went to the grocery yesterday, and they said, I brought you home a treat. First, of course, was a cake from U-Crops. And then he found a wine glass. He said, I couldn't find one with a stem, but this will work.
That's perfect. That's so great.
But you know, it's something about the wine glass. You know, you've got to have your glass. We got to get you a Louis mug.
I tried. I want you to know I tried to get a Louis mug.
I'll get you one.
I definitely tried. So I am, here's a wine glass story. So I was in Texas for work. And we all went out to this place called Knife, which is like this great little spot to eat by John Tassar. And they have these beautiful wine glasses that I maybe swiped one.
What's it look like?
It's a beautiful, stemless, gorgeous tip, amazing. I mean, I'm so
into wine glasses. You have to show us a picture.
Oh yes. I was like, right in, I don't carry a purse because I'm like, not a real girl, but like... My girlfriend always carries one, so I was just shoved it. Well, she stole it, so I shoved it in her purse.
You didn't do a thing. It just ended up at your house.
Exactly. It just showed up.
Magic.
I flew home with it.
I thought it didn't break.
I know.
I think I should put on as your carry-on and, like, just hold it real close. But I tell you, when you find that glass, you find that perfect wine glass,
yes,
you have to hold on to them.
Yes, metaphor for life.
It's true. It's so true. I did a Facebook Live earlier, and I fessed about the wine glass. I was like, I feel like such a priss pot right now.
Don't.
And so many people chimed in. I'm the same way. I have my favorite glass.
I totally agree. I will extend that to a restaurant because I want your glassware to be amazing because it makes me feel.
I love glassware. And there's certain kinds that I just do not like. And you know exactly what I'm talking about, I'm sure.
This podcast will come out after you've already left and gone to Tennessee, but tomorrow is your last day at the station. Like, what are you going to – is there a little preview of what you're going to say? Or
I have no idea. I will tell you, it's been so difficult knowing I'm leaving during this weird time. Because with the COVID-19 stuff, I can't go in. I can't hug all these people. I had a full list of schools I was visiting. I'm talking 19+. And we had events every single weekend leading up to the week that we were leaving. Of course, we knew we were going before anything was ever announced, well, obviously. And then we were going to be able to tell people one-on-one. And I was going to get to hug people and talk to everybody. And I'll be honest, I know I'm being selfish. I just don't feel like I'm getting the closure that I want because of this. And this being really difficult because, I've been working from home for weeks. I haven't got to, I talked to Rob and Reba and Kristen. But it's not the same, and it's really sad. I just hope I can get words out tomorrow. I've received hundreds, and I'm not exaggerating, emails. This isn't Facebook messages, this is emails of people writing the kindest words they could ever write, giving compliments that I know I don't deserve. And that's going to be really hard to say bye to and to leave.
Well, we can still find you.
That's what I keep telling myself, you know, and we're going to be back so much. And I already have an event scheduled in July here, which is virtual because of all this stuff, but still it's here. It's just, you know, I've never felt so accepted for who I am than being, than being here. I got to be myself, and I always have been myself, but I knew I was being accepted for who I was, and it's just been the best experience. I mean, I told you, I never thought I'd leave. And who knows, I'm hoping the door will open and we can come back someday, but we've got to go back and take care of my grandparents.
Who in the station will you not miss?
Stop it. No.
I'm just kidding. Honestly, Scott.
You got to say
Scott. Honestly, Scott, come on. Everybody has something special that I will miss. It really is a really good team of people. And everyone's got such great hearts and mean well. So it's hard to find a situation that's going to be that similar. Thankfully, the station that I am going to has been called the CBS 6 of Tennessee. There's actually someone that worked here at CBS 6 and they went to News Channel 5 and they said it was the same environment. And they ended up leaving to go to another station and they said, I wish I would have never done that. So that makes me feel good that they know both atmospheres and they feel the camaraderie and they feel that family vibe from both. I'm going to do the 4 o'clock hour. I guess that's what I've been told. We'll see how everything really pans out.
Or a.m.
A.m. Yes. Oh yeah, a.m. I'm not, you know, I can't do no 4 p.m.
Bedtime.
Bedtime. I'm in bed at 4 and I'm asleep by 5. It's very important.
I like it. You go to sleep that fast.
Well, you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Oh, that wine you were drinking, right?
It's all the wine. The Virginia wine.
It's just a sip, people.
So jealous because I got to go back to work and I just love so much that she's like here.
I mean, because after that, well, I'm doing laundry today. So I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 loads in the floor right now. I'm about to sort through and do. And then it'll be nap time and then it's bedtime.
I love it. Well, I'm so thrilled that you took some time out of your I'm going to say that we got the last interview with Nikki D before she left. Like that's it. How I'm going to sell this, Scott, to
don't
everyone.
Forget about me. And remember, we've got social media. We're still going to come together, right?
Oh, God, yes.
And maybe y'all can come visit us in Nashville and we can try out like multiple Nashville hot chickens and see which one's the best.
Absolutely. Well, I have to, before you leave or when you go, I have some really great chef friends in Nashville.
Oh, you do?
I spent some time in a lamb field. That's a whole other story.
Oh, no, that's
a bunch of chefs once a year. Uh-huh. So I have some really great friends that I'll introduce you to.
Please put me in contact with them.
Absolutely.
I'll send you my new cell phone number right when we get off the phone.
Heck yeah. Then we can text about biscuits because there's some really good biscuits in Nashville.
Oh, I love me some biscuits. Oh, God. Yeah. I'm going to miss y'all. Lordy. I love y'all so much. Hey, and next time, Scott, when you know she's got such a large wine cellar down there, share with a friend.
I've never been invited to the wine cellar. I've been to her house a half a dozen times.
You don't have to be invited. We can just... Hi, surprise.
Just straight down the stairs. You have been to my house a million times. It's right down here.
I just know walking around your house like a vagabond.
Everybody else does. I mean, you met Ryan. He's probably around like that right now.
Y'all are the
best. I love seeing you. Good luck in Nashville, and we will definitely keep up.
Thank you. Love y'all. We'll see you soon.